Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show, and it's brought to you by KeyBank. KeyBank, the official banking home of the Cleveland Indians. Tito, maybe it says it all about your ball club in that last night, Brandon Guyer gets the game-winning walk-off hit. You've had 11 walk-off wins, and 9 different guys this year have had a walk-off game-winning hit.
Well, I think it goes to show you, one, we use everybody. And when we're going good, everybody contributes. I mean, last night in the ninth inning, that was a typical when we're at our best. We're at the bottom of the order, and we had 3 pinch hitters. And, you know, there's a lot happening, you know, because you don't know how the inning is going to unfold. But it was Rajay, Coco, and Guyer. They're all right by the bat rack. They're all ready. Millsy's kind of giving them the scenarios so they know what's expected of them and when they're going to hit. And, you know, Raj went up and could have very easily, I mean, he hit a bullet up the middle that hit the pitcher's foot and went right to first. But they're all ready. You know, Coco is ready to get the bunt down. Guyer ready to hit. And it doesn't mean you're going to win, but it's nice when you don't have to go drag guys off the bench. I mean, they're ready to do their job.
Do you know, that's an interesting point. How early do you tell a guy to get ready? Is it important for a hitter to have some advance warning?
Everybody has their own thought on that. I personally, probably because I was a bench player, I think the more notice guys have, the better, because they can prepare. So we try to always tell them, you know, the inning before, hey, heads up, because this is coming. And they might run to the cage for a minute, or they might, you know, Raj might go get his legs loose. But the veteran guys are pretty good about it anyway. I mean, they have their routines down where they're going to get their legs loose, get their arm loose, swing about a little bit. But it's nice for them to know where they're potentially going to hit, just so as the inning unfolds, they can be in the game. Because that's the hard part. You know, you're in the game for one at-bat, and it's over, and it might be the biggest at-bat of the game. So if they can kind of start to get in the flow, it helps.
How about Josh Tomlin? This looks like the guy we saw the first half of the year.
And you know what? And I know he didn't want the downtime. He fought us. And I respect that because he's a competitor. But it was good for him. Even mentally, you know, he had a lot going on with his dad and everything. And he hit the reset button, and he looks just like the guy that we need. And, boy, you talk about a shot in the arm. Because, you know, you lose a couple pitchers, and all of a sudden he goes out there and doesn't give up any runs. And it gives everybody a lift.
Well, speaking of a lift, you get one every 5 days when Corey Kluber walks out there. What is it about a ball club, Terry, when they have a guy like a Kluber that's going out there? Is there a whole different mindset?
You know, I think you'd almost like to say you're going to have the same mindset every game. But I think, to be totally honest, it is a little different. I mean, everybody in here knows that Kluber has been there and done it and will continue to do it. It doesn't mean you're going to win every game, but it means you certainly feel like you have a chance to do that. And that's a good feeling. Even if he gives up a couple early, you know he's not going to give in. And most of the time, our guys know if we can just get him a few runs, he's going to buckle down and be out there till pretty late in the game. And that is a good feeling.
You know, and it's also now no longer an aberration. Every year that he's been here, he seems like, for whatever reason, and you would know, August and September, he's at his best. He doesn't ever look like he's getting tired.
Hammy, I agree with that. And I can't begin to tell you how much of a compliment that is to him. I mean, this kid works so hard that you're right. When he's over 200 innings now, and that tank does not look empty. I mean, he's got his best fastball, and that's, again, because of the way he does things. Even to the point where on his catch game, on the day he's not pitching, he's meticulous. He tries to command. Every time he picks up a baseball, there's a purpose. Every time he lifts a weight, and it shows in his game.
And it's the Kansas City Royals, and as we saw last night, they're a proud bunch. Boy, they're not looking like the season's over.
No, you know what? And we know that. I mean, shoot, there's a reason they've been to the World Series 2 years in a row. They've gotten nicked up in some areas they couldn't overcome. But they're a handful to play. I mean, you know, you better make sure the ball goes where it's supposed to, or they're going to run you into a mistake.
Tribe Manager Terry Francona, KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned. It's the Indians and the Royals. It's coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.